This is VOA News via remote. The United States and the United Kingdom are prepared to punish Russian elites close to President Vladimir Putin with asset freezes and travel bans. The White House and British government said Monday that if Russia sends troops into Ukraine, that's if Russia sends troops into Ukraine, rather, Britain urged President Putin to step back from the brink after the Russian buildup of troops near Ukraine stoked fears of war and warned any incursion would trigger sanctions against companies and people close to the Kremlin. The White House says President Joe Biden will meet with Senate Judiciary Committee leaders on Tuesday to discuss the upcoming U.S. Supreme Court vacancy. Also up for discussion, the president's promise to nominate a black woman to the High Court. The Biden administration officials are pushing back on the idea that the president would choose a nominee solely based on her likelihood of garnering bipartisan support. Judiciary Chairman Dick Durbin and Ranking Minority Member Chuck Grassley will meet with President Biden at the White House to go over potential nominees to replace Justice Stephen Breyer, who announced his retirement last week. A military coup in Myanmar overthrew the civilian government 1 year ago today. De facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other high-ranking officials were detained. On the first anniversary of the takeover, the United States Treasury Department announced more sanctions on individuals and entities associated with the regime. The UK and Canada also announced sanctions. A Treasury spokesperson said the United States, along with allies, stands with the people of Burma. This is VOA News. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has tested positive for COVID-19. He spoke outside his residence on Monday.
I feel well and have no symptoms. Of course, I'll be working remotely this week and will keep following public health guidelines. I want to take this opportunity to remind Canadians to please get vaccinated.
The Prime Minister told the Canadian press he went into isolation last week after one of his children tested positive. At the time, a rapid test for him came back negative. The African Union has suspended Burkina Faso exactly 1 week after the president was overthrown in a military coup. The AU's Political Affairs, Peace and Security Department made the announcement on Twitter Monday, saying the suspension is in effect until there is restoration of constitutional order in the country. The announcement came as a delegation from the Regional Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, was traveling to Burkina Faso's capital to meet with the junta leader, Lieutenant Colonel Paul-Henri Damiba. A special United Nations envoy was also taking part in Monday's talks as well. At least six historically black universities in five U.S. states and Washington, D.C. were responding to bomb threats Monday, many of them forced to lock down their campuses for a significant period of time. In a warning to students, school officials say some of the threats were directed at academic buildings. At a news conference, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the Biden administration was keeping tabs on the threats.
These are certainly disturbing, and the White House is in touch with the interagency partners, including federal law enforcement leadership on this.
Georgia's Albany State University warned students and faculty on social media that a bomb threat had been issued to the university's academic buildings. Similar threats were made to schools in Washington, D.C., Maryland, Louisiana, Florida, and Delaware. They were all historically black institutions. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson apologized on Monday for lockdown-flouting parties at 10 Downing Street. But the Prime Minister insisted that he and his government can be trusted. Johnson told lawmakers in the House of Commons on Monday that he would make changes to the way the government is run in the wake of the Partygate scandal. He spoke after senior civil servant Sue Gray found that gatherings by the Prime Minister and his staff represent a serious failure to observe the standards expected of government. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.